Greet you all in the name of the Lord who is steadfast and faithful. I invite you to turn to Psalms 46. A conversation piece this past week is, did you feel the earthquake? that got me thinking about things that shake and change and things that don't. And so that's why I'm turning to Psalm 46. Reading the entire psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we've had two earthquakes and several aftershocks. The last one being, it woke us up through the night at about 3:45. So you ask the question, what is solid? And we know that there are a few things that are solid, but I'd like to focus on God being solid. His faithfulness and steadfastness don't change. And as I look at the first portion there in Psalm 46, there's a lot of unsteadiness, there's a lot of shakeableness, if that's a word. The mountains being carried into the midst of the sea. The waters roar and being troubled, and the mountains shake with its swelling. These are all physical descriptions or acts of what could happen with the earth. I would like to spiritualize it and say, you know, in life we have a lot of those kinds of things that happen to us. It feels like our faith is shaken. The foundations of what we believe are shaken. They can be as simple as small changes, and they can be as big as health challenges or even looking at the world around us and the social upheaval and the hatred and murder and violence that surrounds us. And usually it's more personal. It's something for us that we didn't think we'd be shaken, but something comes our way and all of a sudden it's like, well, what do I really believe? Where is God? But if our confidence is in God, we know we are okay. The next portion talks about a river. I would like to liken that river as a river of mercy and grace. And it changes things for this city, the holy city. And I think we could even liken it to the church, the fellowship of believers, where 6 days out of the week, we are out there kind of fighting things alone. And that's where the mountains shake and the waters roar and are troubled. And we come here and we find through the Word of God and through fellow believers, the grace and mercy of God being poured out on us. Not that it doesn't happen outside of these walls, but I think it can be in a greater measure here. Sometimes it's just that one person coming alongside and saying, I don't know what to do, but I'm here and I care. The end of that section there about the river, it talks about the nations' ragings, the kingdoms being moved. God uttered his voice and the earth melted. That's the God we serve. Amen. If he speaks a word, something will happen. In the beginning, it was the foundations of the earth being established. But as we look toward the end of time, I believe he will utter his voice, and something's going to happen. That's not something we need to fear when we know God is on our side. We are on God's side. God is all powerful. He's got it under control. And the 8 and 9 speak of, again, his power. He makes desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear, burns the chariot. It's just showing again the power of God. This is what I can do. And then we have these interesting words at the end of this shaking and rumbling and God saying, I can do all these things. He says, be still and know that I am God. I had to think of Moses and the Israelites as they were standing at the brink of the Red Sea. Egyptians are just behind them. They see them coming. And God gives some interesting instructions. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, I think I'm pretty typical. But when things aren't looking up, we've got to do something here, God. Let's get on with this show. And he says, stand still. And I wonder if that's not a little bit of the picture here in Psalm 46. There's a lot of rockiness. There's a lot of turmoil and things going on. And he says, be still. I think for the heart that trusts in God, that fully believes in him, this is only possible. Because the heart that isn't at rest is not going to be saying, I'm ready to stand still and see here, you know, just sit here. I've got to be doing something. But I think this is an invitation. Recognizing God is ultimately an authority. There's nothing that has come my way that hasn't passed his screening. So I can rest in that and say, okay, God, I'll be still. We too should be still even when life is in a chaos and to know that he is God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Again, his heart cry for all nations and all peoples of the earth to give him glory, to worship him, to be exalted, to exalt him. And then the ending verse, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That's my prayer for you this morning, is that in all the earthquakes of life, not physical ones, but the ones that tend to shake our faith, that we can say, God is with us. He is our refuge. I'd like to close then with reading Romans 8, verses 31 to the end. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the God that we serve and that we are invited to put our trust in the times when things seem shaken around us. Let's kneel and pray. Father God, we honor you, we worship you for the great God that you are. Lord, there are many things that come along that shake our faith, shake our beliefs. But Lord, you are always faithful by your grace and mercy to draw us to yourself and to say, you can trust me. Father, we again, corporately here, reach out to you and say, Lord, you are God, and we reach out our hands to you. For the Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. And we declare that and we proclaim you to be that refuge. And we honor you and we thank you. Pray your blessing on the Sunday school time. Pray your blessing on share time and on the message. May you empower and bless each person involved. And may we honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen.